Flogging Brimstone, Season 3, Episode 3. Miss Elliot applies her makeup with all the finesse of Robert Smith, mascara gripped in her claws like a brain-damaged infant wielding a wax crayon. It takes all my willpower not to wince, lest she gouge out one of her cold, staring crocodile eyes. My caution is well-founded. On the second sweep, the mascara pen snaps in two, chiselling an inky black line across her scaly forehead. Not one to learn from lessons offered by life, Miss Ellie snorts, reaches into her handbag, and produces a lipstick as rosy and red as a supernova. She puckers at her reflection contained within the yellowing mirror fragment held in her spare claw, before focusing over and beyond it at me. We lock eyes. The tusks protruding from her lower jaw takes the brunt of the lipstick as she applies it whilst talking. "Who's the schmuck?" she hisses. Hunched at my side, the prune-faced demon trucker shrugs.
"I ain't got no name, lady."
He's a runt of a demon, his horrible shrunken head leaving plenty of room for a Jack Daniels baseball cap to rattle about on it like a sombrero on a tennis ball. Still, I haven't forgotten how he didn't hesitate to pull a shotgun on me. He's a feisty little bastard, this one. I'm going to have to keep a close eye on him.
"Well, Mr. Mystery, you can push your eyes back into that thick skull of yours. Ain't you never seen a lady go about her toiletries before?"
I pull over a chair and only feel a little bit self-conscious as I swivel it so its back faces my chest. I straddle it and toss my beard over my shoulder. The warehouse falls silent. I can feel the weight of expectation filling up the vastness of this old factory. No cobweb or dust mote stirs. I'm in command here, so I better channel some serious bullshit to make this thing work. "Play nice, Miss Ellie," I say, fixing the cosmetically challenged troglodyte with a look I hope conveys fatherly authority. "Rightio, are the rest of you ready?" As one, the support group blinks back at me. "Join us," I signal for the nameless trucker to join the circle. The little demonic sultana hesitates. Badger claws, accustomed to driving crews, liner-sized trucks hanging pensively at his side. I hope he's not thinking about reaching for the shotgun strapped to his back.
"I ain't got to hug any of yous, right?"
His voice is the sound of straining bowels. "Sometimes it helps to talk," I reply in a tone I hope suffocates the cheesiness of those words. "Hugs are purely optional." I gesture again at the empty seat. The bee-fanged blob tugs at his Iron Maiden t-shirt before acquiescing to my request. He climbs onto the chair. His pudgy little gut spills over its edges, and when he settles, his little troll toes point towards the roof. I gesture at the others sat in the circle. "Hey guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?"